Yeah, welcome back to Radio Jackie. Right, you can tell me about the last part of your cycle ride. Well, last time you spoke, you were chilling by a lake, having done about 2,000 clicks, I think, and had about the same to go. Tell me about your journey from that point.
Well, initially started quite nicely. Obviously, there was great weather at long last, so I was enjoying the mid to high 20s every day. On the second day after the rest day, I got to Roskilde, where we met with some friends from home who've moved to Denmark a couple of years ago. And yeah, things seemed to be good. We actually changed support vehicle at that point. The husband from that a couple, he joined us, Andy. So he was with us until Hamburg, and a friend called Ben, who basically done my training program, joined up as well. And then we jotted at quite a high speed to Haderslev, which is in sort of southern Denmark. Well, it's the fastest day of the whole trip, actually. I think we averaged about 35K per hour over 207 kilometers. But it was fine. Basically, Ben led the whole way. I felt followed behind. Got there in the evening. I'd had a bit of saddle sore previously, and yeah, it basically just blew up, to be honest. It became huge that night. We went out for a lovely Italian in the local piazza, and then got back, had some antibiotics, hoped that the posterior would slightly calm down. It didn't. We rode the next day, 220 kilometers to Hamburg, carried on taking the antibiotics, hoping it would bring down the swelling. And again, nothing really happened the next day. I rode on for about 80K. We cut some foam out of the saddle to try and make it slightly less stressful on my derriere. Unfortunately, I'll be honest, what happened was I was getting quite a bit of pain in the groin area, and I was getting paranoid that perhaps it was getting infected there.
Yeah.
So we stopped at a local doctor's. They both, two doctors came and had a look at my private nerve regions and told me that I had to have an operation immediately to remove an abscess. So it was obviously quite a big, it was shock to a degree. I guess maybe in my heart of hearts, I knew there was probably something potentially quite seriously bad, because I wouldn't have stopped otherwise. But to actually hear that news was a real hammer blow, in all honesty. But yeah, what could I do? Nothing really. So we actually went on to Leer, where we were staying that evening, and we had the operation there. The guy removed the abscess. It was a pretty deep cut, bandaged it. And the problem with that thing is you basically have to have it redressed every day, because it's a wound that heals from the outside in. So every day after that, I had to go to a different doctor's in a different country, explain the situation. In fairness, each of the doctor I went to did a different letter each time, explaining what the situation was, and then passing it on to the next one. And then they sort of dealt with it in their way. And each country had a different opinion. One country didn't charge anything because I had a European medical card still,
Yeah.
which is still valid until apparently it's still valid for UK citizens. So that's a good one for listeners to know if they do still have one. And other people took over the ride essentially. So this guy Ben, he did 2 days on his own, which was a total of nearly 440K. He absolutely beasted both days. I became the support vehicle along with my friend Antonio, who came from Spain. And yeah, became sandwich man for the rest of the ride, and just helped the guys get to the end point in Epsom on the Saturday. But yeah, initially, obviously, I felt really down, and was well, I wouldn't say that I've had worse things happen to me over the last year. So you can put everything into context, and that sort of helped to a degree. And look, we'd also made reached the target and then some with the fundraising. So they were all the positives. The fact I didn't complete the ride was obviously a bit of a downer, but in the grand scheme of things, it didn't really make much odds. And I'm not one of those people who thinks, oh my God, I need to redo that because I didn't complete it. I'm
You did
done
though.
with that. So,
You completed the ride in spirit. You also me. I remember
yes.
messaging you when I heard about your posterior problems, and you sent me a very jovial message saying, "I'm still standing." And I suddenly thought of the record and I thought, he's all right. He's going to be all right.
It was a reference to the Elton John classic, in fairness. I was hoping maybe you could play it for me one day on Radio Jackie as a tribute.
That's
but yeah,
a done.
it was, it, oh, thank you. It was, it, yeah, it, it was a downer, but the last few days were actually fantastic. Some more guys came out when we were in Ghent. So we had quite a largish crew riding road then. They were all highly complimentary about my sandwich making as well, which was probably one of the highlights of the entire ride, to be fair, because I've always seen myself as quite good at the old, I wouldn't say cooking, but putting sandwiches together. And I was proved correct. And crossing the channel as well was a fantastic experience. I was a little jealous that my brother-in-law did the ride on the turbo trainer instead of me, but it was still a great experience to be part of. And the final day going into Epsom was just amazing. Like, the guys found a bike for me to still ride on. Well, I say ride, I was basically in the front and one of the guys was doing all the pedaling, but I really
yeah,
enjoyed
I was
it.
Heard
It was
about that. I was trying to visualize. So you were sitting on like a seat in the front and they were pedaling.
Yeah, it's basically, I think it's primarily for kids, parents taking their children to school, but I managed to fit in it, cross-legged. And yeah, I honestly couldn't think of a more appropriate and enjoyable way to have actually finished the ride. So in that respect, it was just brilliant. And the crowd that came out for us at the end was great as well. So, yeah, it was a fantastic last couple of days. And people have said since, oh, surely you've got a bit of a sort of a bit of a down now after now you completed it all. But to be honest, the down was those initial few days when I couldn't ride and everything else was a bit of a bonus after that. So yeah, it was. I'm still on cloud nine, and looking forward to getting back on the bike sooner rather than later because the bummer's already miraculously healed. The wound is gone. In fact, it disappeared on the Sunday, so it only took six days as opposed to 6 weeks.
So, do you think it might be skin might be tougher, or do you have to put white spirit on it next time you go? Oh, it doesn't sting too much.
I've got no idea. Before. It's still bruised. So, as I said, different hospitals had different opinions on it. So, it was last dressed on the Friday when I was in Folkestone, and the guy said I could leave it for 2 days. Went to the Epsom Hospital on the Sunday, and they couldn't see the wound. There was a little cut, open cut left, but other than that, they said, "Look, it looks like it's fully healed up." So yeah, that's what. Athlete, you know, training like an athlete turns you into an athlete, and they say athletes heal a lot quicker. And you know, I guess I'm just evidence of that. I was very
absolutely,
chuffed.
You're absolutely evidence of that. So you raised, I think it's £59,000.
Yeah, it's still going. We've got a charity event this weekend. Sutton Grammar are doing a bike ride with their students and other people joining in. I think around Cheam area. I'm away at Stag Do, so I can't actually go. But that's all in aid of Cycle for SEP, so that will hopefully bring in a bit more money and get us over the 60,000. And I know there's one or two more donations coming as well. So I think we'll top 60K, which is amazing. So yeah, it's more than I could ever have imagined we'd be able to raise for Momentum. So it's just been really gratifying in that respect. And, you know, to tell SEP's story and for people to relate to it and get messages from parents saying how it's inspired them. And it's great to see someone trying to do something good on the back of such a tragic event is a nice sort of extra on top of what was the sole purpose was to just raise the money. So I'm glad that it's actually helped other people.
What you've done for Momentum is amazing. I was speaking to Bianca only yesterday because she's been awarded the OBE.
And Bianca OBE, yes.
Yeah, and we talked about you as being one of the families that she was so fond of, is so fond of, continues to be fond of.
We'll give it a rest for a while. We are going to do Cycle for SEP next year, but it's going to be a slightly smaller scale, so probably just cycling to something like Brighton and what have you, so it's a bit more mass participation.
And well done for everything. Thank you again for
talking
to me. Your strength of character and all of you has been amazing, so thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you, Jackie, really appreciate that.
Rest and speak soon.
I'll do my best.
Take care.
Bye. Okay,
bye-bye.